Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 is a very solemn verse. It's well known by many. It's often preached upon, and it's one of the most concise, maybe clinical and blunt verses in all the Bible. It's indisputable. People who maybe argue against the theology of the Bible, people who try to falsely say the Bible's full of contradictions, can find no false claims and no contradictions in Hebrews 9:27. Because it says in that verse, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die." It is appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. We are living in a world where there's a conspiracy of silence about death. People will talk about life, but very few will honestly and sincerely talk about death. There's a conspiracy of silence about it. Whenever somebody dies in this world of ours, we talk about their life, but we don't like to talk about death and what death is and what happens after death. There's a conspiracy of silence about it. Maybe you've never really thought about it yourself. What is death? Why do we die? What happens after I die? Where will I be 2 minutes after death? Where will I be 100 years from now? Is death the end of our existence? Is that simply it? And then there's nothing else, and it's just sleep after that, just non-existence. Is all that there is in the universe the here and the now, and there's nothing other than life in this window of opportunity that God has given us. You know, death is the most democratic thing in all the world. Everybody gets to take part. Everybody gets to experience it. Death is universal. The human mortality rate is 100%. Nobody is getting out of this world alive. One out of one people die. You're going to die. Death, the Bible says, is whenever the soul leaves the body. Death is a separation. Death is not annihilation. It's separation. Death is that moment that comes whenever the body gets weary or the body feels, the body dies, but yet the soul, the real you, the real personality, leaves the body. Absent from the body, the Bible says, when it speaks about death. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. This verse tells us that death is an inevitability. It's inevitable. Someday, you're going to die. Someday, I am going to die. It's something we don't look for. It's something that most of us don't long for, but it's going to happen. Heard about two men, they were well up in years, and one said to the other, whenever it was announced in the press that somebody had reached their 100th birthday, he says, "I don't think I would like to live to be 100. And his friend said to him, "You would if you were 99. You see, nobody really likes the thought of death, but it's an inevitability. It's going to happen. And the Bible says we must be ready, we must be prepared. Death is an irregularity, an inevitability. It's also an irregularity, because God created a world that was perfect, and sin has marred and tainted God's creation. God saw that this world was very good, and if man on this earth had obeyed God and lived for God and put God first, hadn't disobeyed God, broken his relationship and his covenant with God, he would have lived forever. But sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Death is an irregularity. God did not create us in order for us to die. God created us in order for us to live. But sin has destroyed God's creation. It results in death. Spiritual death, physical death, and then eternal death. Death is an inevitability. Death is an irregularity. And death is something that you will face individually. It's appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment. Someday you're going to have to face death. Are you ready for that? You don't know when you will die, how you will die, where you will be when you die. All you know is that you will die. And you'll face death alone. On your own. Death is an enemy. Death is a lonely experience. Especially for those who don't know the Savior. It's something that you face individually. And then there's an irreversibility about death as well. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11 and verse number 3, "In the place where the tree falleth, there shall it be." Tree falls in a forest like this, unless somebody comes and moves it, that's where it's going to be. And whenever somebody dies, As you die, that's where you'll be for all eternity. If you die in Christ, you're with Christ for all eternity. If you die in your sin, you're in your sin for all eternity. Jesus said to the religious people of his day in John 8, ye shall die in your sins, and where I am, ye cannot come. You know, it was said of the old Wesleyans, the followers of John Wesley, somebody came to him once and says, Mr. Wesley, your people die well. And he was able to explain to them the gospel. They die well because they know their sins are forgiven. They die well because they're in Christ. They die well because they know the Saviour. They die well because they know where they're going. Will you die well? Are you ready to meet God? Do you know the Saviour? Come to the cross. Jesus Christ died the just for the unjust that he might bring us to God. He says, because I live, ye shall live also. The Christian can say there's no guilt in life, there's no fear in death, like the Apostle Paul, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Think about these things. They're very important.